From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Barack Obama arrived in Mexico today for a one-day trip, and he pledged to work towards strengthening the relationship between the United States and its southern neighbor. He arrives at a time when Mexico is battling narco traffickers in a deadly war fueled in part by Americans' appetite for drugs. In comments on his arrival, Mr. Obama vowed to work with the Mexicans. First thing on his agenda today were talks with President Felipe Calderon. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us now. And Don, what are the headlines from today's talks?
Well, obviously, many issues as these two leaders sit down, really for the first time, and have lengthy discussions. Meeting in Mexico City, a lot of border issues always dominate. Those include immigration. Certainly, the economy will be discussed. They're going to be talking about drugs and guns. And specifically, one thing that President Calderon has been pushing for, he's been pushing very hard for this, is for President Obama to really work hard on this side of the border to renew the ban on assault-style weapons in the U.S. They feel that's very important. President Obama had pledged that during the campaign, and we're going to hear from him in just a second here. But basically what he says is, yes, I still think we should have that ban, but it may take too much politically to get it reinstated. So listen to what he says.
Having said that, I think none of us are under any illusion that reinstating that ban would be easy. And so what we focused on is how we can improve our enforcement of existing laws. Because even under current law, trafficking illegal firearms, sending them across a border, is illegal. That's something that we can stop.
So you hear the president saying, yes, I still believe what I believe, but practically speaking, there are other things we should focus on now.
Now, this is President Obama's third meeting with President Calderon. How would you describe the difference between relations between Washington and Mexico City now and during the Bush administration?
Again, early on in the Bush administration, in fact, President Bush's first trip out of the country was to Mexico. It was President Vicente Fox then. There was a sense, because he was a governor of Texas and had a lot of experience with Mexico, being right on the border, that that would mark a new positive era in relations. Then 9/11 happened, and the whole Latin American world felt like they had just been neglected, and they felt that they were being punished with tougher immigration laws and this and that. President Obama, in these meetings, and this is the first really lengthy one, hopes to, as he says, kind of reset things and let Latin America know again that they're important. But again, we've heard that from presidents in the past.
So much talk about drug traffic and guns. Is immigration high on the agenda in this meeting?
It is not the dominant topic. It is certainly always an important topic, and President Obama has promised to push for comprehensive changes in U.S. immigration law. But again, we don't know what that will look like yet, and we know what kind of trouble President Bush ran into when he pushed that.
NPR's Don Gagne. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
And as we just heard from Don, among the items on President Obama's agenda today is finding ways to stop the flow of drugs coming north and to cut off the massive amounts of cash and weapons moving from the U.S. into Mexico. Yesterday, Mr. Obama targeted three Mexican drug cartels, adding them to the list of banned foreign drug kingpins.